This is your Paragon News Update for October 6, 2021. It's brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Athup. IBC Bank has announced the closing of branches throughout the region. That includes three branches right here in western Oklahoma. According to a letter sent to IBC customers, the branches in Elk City, Clinton, and Weatherford will close their doors on Thursday, December 30th. Officials with IBC told Paragon Communications that the bank, which is headquartered in Laredo, Texas, will close the site's ATMs as well. The officials did say that online banking for customers choosing to stay with the bank will resume. However, if one would need in-person banking assistance, they would have to drive to an IBC bank located in Bethany or somewhere else. The three banks in western Oklahoma are three of seven that will be closing in Oklahoma, leaving just 40 branches open statewide. It was reported last week in the San Antonio Express newspaper that the bank announced the closing of 14 branches located inside HEB stores in the San Antonio area. The story said that the bank also said that it plans to close 55 in-store branches, which employ about 500 people. No word on the fate of employees at the Elk City, Clinton, and Weatherford branches once the closings take place. A Weatherford woman received a felony charge recently after allegedly spitting on an officer. According to a probable cause affidavit, 26-year-old Raven Eulene Lee was arrested on the night of September 26 when police were dispatched to a home in the 400 block of East Rainey Avenue in Weatherford to a report of a woman smashing out windows. When police arrived, they were told that the defendant was behind the house. Police were able to locate the subject and gave verbal commands to stop walking away. However, she did not comply. When police would catch up to the suspect, they would grab her by the arm, but she would become combative. The affidavit stated that police would tackle the woman to the ground where they would attempt to detain her. During this process, the woman would allegedly pinch the officer on the stomach before he was able to put both of her hands in handcuffs. The court document went on to state that while attempting to put the woman in the back of his cruiser, the woman would allegedly spit on his cheek. Lee was booked into the Weatherford jail and eventually transported to the Custer County Detention Center, where she was charged with placing body fluid on a government employee, assault and battery on a police officer, and obstruction. Bond for Lee was set at $15,000. According to Beckham County Election Board Secretary Sharon Manning, October 15th is the last day to apply for voter registration in order to be eligible to vote in the November 9th City of Erik PSO franchise proposition. Manning said that persons who are U.S. citizens, residents of Oklahoma, and at least 17 and a half years old are eligible to apply for voter registration. However, you must be at least 18 years old to vote. Applications must be received by the County Election Board or postmarked no later than midnight on October 15th. Applications postmarked after that time will be accepted but will not be processed until after the November 9th election. Applications may also be submitted to any motor vehicle agency that is also an official voter registration agency by the submission deadline. Applicants will be notified in writing when their application has been processed. Approved voters will receive a voter ID card in the mail. Some may receive a letter that explains the reason or reasons the application was not approved. Manning said those who do not receive a response within 30 days of submitting their application should contact the County Election Board office immediately. In state news, an Oklahoma man sentenced to jail after being found guilty of killing another man. Oklahoma News Network's Beth Myers explains.
An Oklahoma man has been sentenced to 35 years in federal prison for killing his ex-girlfriend's boyfriend. 31-year-old Anthony Ahias was sentenced Monday in Tulsa Federal Court for the March 2013 fatal shooting of 24-year-old Gregory Collins. Prosecutors say Ahias broke into Collins' mobile home and shot under a bed where Collins was hiding and then ran from the scene. He was arrested after a police pursuit. I'm Beth Myers.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $77.05. That's down $1.88. Brent crude at $80.81, down $1.75. Natural gas at $5.83, that's down 59 cents. Recapping our top story, spitting on a police officer lands a woman a felony charge. Once again, your Paragon News Update for October 6, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Athup.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20, 30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30 minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.